cross of the Lord. So the Lord encouraged the disciples to prepare themselves. John chapter 16:22 was very clear. The word said that Jesus came to earth from the heavens, completed his great work of salvation. Now let's look at John chapter 16, verse 28 to 30. I left the Father and came into the world. Now I'm leaving the world and going back to the Father. Jesus would come back. So this word said that Jesus came to earth from the heaven, completed his great work of salvation, then would go back to the heaven. Verse 29 to 30. Now we know that you know everything and don't need to have anyone ask you any questions. Because of this, we believe that you have come from God. So people, have you ever think about it? Those disciples have followed Jesus for more than 3 years. At the end, before Jesus was about to go up to the cross, then finally the disciples understand who Jesus is. Jesus is the one from Heavenly Father. They followed Jesus for more than 3 years. Right now, the time right before Jesus went up to the heaven, they truly realized that. Verse 31. Jesus. Verse 31. Please look at the book of John, verse chapter 16, verse 31. When Jesus said those words, he meant that he would be hung up on the cross. In the meantime, Jesus also predicted that the disciples would be scattered. So he set two important perspectives. So now look at PowerPoint. The first one is to emphasize that disciples have a peace only in Jesus Christ. Only in Jesus Christ, the people can have a true peace. Only in Jesus Christ. If people outside of Jesus Christ, they don't have a true peace. The second important perspective is that the disciples would have peace even during living in the tough times. Because at that time, the disciples was about to be oppressed. So Jesus told the two important perspectives. Because Jesus has already went over the world. So Lord, help us to understand this truth. Dear brothers and sisters, this is exactly the truth which we needed today. Today's sermon topic is peace within the unpeace. I know a lot of people would agree. In America, every single day now, there are a lot of people experience the unpeaceful and unrestful feeling in different extent, including some pastors. Seniors in the churches also experience the confusion. They don't know what happened. They experience the confusion, anger, helpless, do not know what's going on. However, there's a one sure thing, that is we all live within a spiritual war. That is the war that is the war between honesty and the deception. One more time, I say, there is the war between honesty and the deception, the confrontation between light and the darkness. Therefore, we can tell that the evil Satan truly exists, because the evil Satan takes advantage of the human being's greedy nature and does the work in people's hearts. So a lot of people keep lying. All the evil authorities untie the work together. That is really scary. Actually, things like that are not just happening now. So we need to read the Bible book of Habakkuk in the Old Testament. Habakkuk was a God prophet over 600 years BC. At that time, it was also a lot of evil people doing evil things. The evil people oppressed the good people. As a God servant, Habakkuk was very confused, so he complained twice to the God. He was very upset. Twice he complained. Now let's look at the book of Habakkuk, chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. I will read it for you. The book of Habakkuk, chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. The pronouncement that the prophet Habakkuk sighed. How long, Lord, must I cry out for help, but you won't listen? I'm crying out to you, violence, but why are you forcing me to look at iniquity and to stare at weakness? Social path and oppression are all around me. There are legal conflicts and the disputes around. Well, look at that. What did you see? So Habakkuk was very confused. So his prayer cried out to God. But his prayer was full of confusion and complaints. And the bad people oppressed the good people. He wouldn't be able to understand. Even to the extent he had a conclusion. Let's look at chapter 1, verse 4. He had a conclusion, chapter 1, verse 4. He said, therefore, the law has become paralyzed and the justice never comes about, because criminals overnumber the righteousness whenever judgments are ensured. They come out crooked. Just like today, isn't like just the life we live in today? If some people live in some town in America, if you had some kind of accident, you dialed 911, you do not know for sure if there will be a police officer to come to help you, even do not know if the judge will handle the case according to the law and also has an attitude of the fearful and respectful attitude toward God. People do worry about this situation. People don't have a peace in the heart. The life we live, maybe last year we talked about those, you don't really have a feeling, but nowadays the environment we are living in, we truly can feel it because we are living in this kind of environment. So in the book of Habakkuk, chapter 1, verse 4, we can see those situations happen in the book of Habakkuk, chapter 1, verse 4. We can see the situation like those before. In the back, we understand the evil Satan truly understands human beings' weakness. There are three tricks by Satan. Evil Satan. From the ancient time to present time, if Mr. Zhang loves money, then Satan give him a lot of money and give him a ton of money in all sorts of a different way. If Mr. Lee loves pretty women, then Satan gives him a lot of the pretty women, feeding his kids. Mr. Wang loves power, then Satan gives Mr. Wang a lot of the big power. So whatever Mr. Wang says so, people have to do so. So you can tell money, pretty women, power can do everything. No one can resist it. If you don't have a strong faith, it is easy to fall. If you don't know how to rely on and trust in God during the temptation time, it's very easy for you to fall. So, Lord, please help us. Let us see it. The problem is the people who fell, if they're willing to choose to repent. If they timely repent, they still have hope. Otherwise, they would face the righteousness judgment by God. There is even, so today's spiritual war is very scary because we're facing not just facing the resistance from the money, pretty women, and power. We're also facing the massive media wars, and also there are psychological wars. The enemies tried all their means to collapse people's faith. Some people say, okay, well, yeah, let it go. Let it go. I'm so tired. There's no hope. If you have a thought like that, you are being hit by the Satan. The evil Satan hit in the sideways and secretly laugh at us. Some people find out, so, if you want to come out and do good testimony, then the bad people started to really target you and tell you, don't do it. We're going to threaten you. We're going to hurt you. Your families and friends will be hurt. So, do not come out to do the good testimony. So, now, after you, are you scared? So, Satan, he is powerful, and Satan really planned very well. Satan had a really good plan for the time, and he threw out a news to attract people's attention. And he spent a lot of time and money on it. Then he deceived people a lot. And he utilized those times to deceive people. Because he planned very well, he used those times to occupy a lot of people's attention. He occupied a lot of people's attention by deceiving people. So, brothers and sisters, I truly wish you can see all the tricks by Satan. So, Bible said it very well. In the book of Proverbs, said, the people's hearts are more deceitful than anything else. So now we can tell, nowadays, the evil people are lying, but he tricks people, tell people the words he said are the truth. So he pretty much rewards the right and the wrong, just like in the book of Habakkuk. So Lord, please help us. We are living in a life like this. What should we do? But praise the Lord. Lord, give us the promise. Let's continue to look at the book of Habakkuk. The book of chapter 2, verse 9 to 10 in the book of Habakkuk. Let's read it. Woe to the one who amasses profit upon unjust profit in order to establish his household. You have brought shame to yourself by killing many people. You are forfeiting your own life. What does that mean? And when the time for God, God will come out to act. When God started to come out to act, and God will bring his righteousness because God has his own power. Now let's continue. Look at the book of Habakkuk, chapter 3, verse 1 to 2. Chapter 3, verse 1 to 2. A prayer by the prophet Habakkuk set to music. Lord, as I listen to what has been said about you, I am afraid, Lord, receive your word throughout all of our lives. Reveal your life, you reveal yourself throughout all of our lives when you are anger, remember. So what we can see, we can tell the prophet Habakkuk still have a very faithful heart to God. Now please let me allow to say, the people who do not fear of God, you are in trouble. So Lord, please give us the mercy. So now pay attention to chapter 3, verse 5 to 6. Please pay special attention. In front of the Lord, there is pandemic. There is earthquake. So please read the book of Habakkuk, chapter 3, verse 5 to 6. Please pay attention. We can see this special change from chapter 1 to chapter 3, even though it's a very short 3 chapters. If you have a time, I encourage you today when you go home to read these 3 chapters. It will really help you. So now look at chapter 3, verse 13. Look at PowerPoint. Chapter 3, verse 13. You march out to deliver your people, to deliver with your anointed. You struck the head of the house of the wicked. You struck him naked. Praise the Lord. We can see the Lord. God is the God who saves us. God is the righteousness God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So today, in our society, what happened today, it's not just happening today, it happened before, even 600 years ago BC. It happened before, just because we never lived in those times, we couldn't experience. Now, we truly experience right now, no matter you're Christian or you're a seeker, because we do care about ourselves and our descendants. We wonder what kind of society will be in the future. It is related to us. We also experience all sorts of problems, troubles, confrontations. But praise the Lord, even though we live in the unpeaceful life like right now, we still can have the peace from our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, please allow me to give you a testimony by my own self. And so far, it's been more than 1 year, I haven't seen my children. So my wife and I talk about to visit our children during the COVID-19 time. So we planned and booked a ticket to Texas. But everybody know right now, in the state of Texas, the COVID-19 situation is just very serious. They have a very serious COVID-19 breakout. So right before 4 or 5 days of Thanksgiving, my wife told me that, you know what, maybe we shouldn't go. You know, in case if we got infected, you know, it's not worth it. So after I look at my wife, he's so worried about it. So I agree. Maybe we should just cancel. Then after that, the second day, I told my wife, I said, how about we pray first? Let's pray first. Let God to lead us what we should do. So we sincerely pray. So we truly pray to God. What is the clear sign? Please, God, give us the clear sign. Give us the guidance. Why I should have this idea? Why I have this idea? Because in the Old Testament, before Israelites, before they started the war, they started to pray. Before they started war, the first thing they do, they pray to God. The first thing they do, they pray to God. They ask God, should I attack that city? What should I do? So that's the reason why we need to pray before we do things. I truly believe before I do it, God will give us a clear sign, clear answer. What should we do? Should we go or not go? God will give us a clear answer. So we know before we go on to take the flight. So we started to go online and to investigate what we should do. If we go, we take the flight. When we come back, we should take the COVID-19 test. We should to take the COVID-19 test. So we need to reserve the COVID-19 test. And we find a test center, and they should have the COVID-19 test center through the little clinic by Kroger. So in the morning, very early in the morning, we went there to ask them if they have the COVID-19 test. And when we get there, the little clinic is connected to the pharmacy, and nobody was there. There's nobody behind the counter. So I went there to ask the pharmacist. Say, I asked the pharmacist, hey, here, do you do the exam? Do you do the COVID-19 test? And the pharmacist said, no, no, no. We don't provide tests like that. We don't provide tests like a COVID-19 test. Well, I said, I saw the online announcement. They said, you guys have it. So I said, that's okay. If you guys don't have it, I will go somewhere else, like some university hospitals in downtown. So we left the pharmacy. So we went out. We saw a person right around the gate at Kroger. So the gate guard came to us and asked us, hey, welcome to Kroger. What I can do for you? And I said, well, we try to find the COVID-19 test center. And he said, yeah, we provide this service here, just right here in Kroger. So he said, please come with me. I lead you there. So he led us back to the little clinic area, said, hey, anybody here? And anybody here? So there is a little nurse come out from the little clinic. And we told her, said, hey, we're interested in taking COVID-19 tests. And the nurse said, yes, yes, we provide a service like that. Just at that moment, our Lord Jesus Christ gave me a clear sign. Yes, I can go. We can travel. So I told my wife, no worry, we can go. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So we left and went to Texas. And we had a wonderful time with our children in Texas. So at that time, and when we arrived in Texas, my daughter's roommate also left apartment. So we all occupied my daughter's apartment and her great time. And my daughter is in Dallas, and my son is in Austin, so my son from Austin came to Dallas too. So this is just a great. My son from Austin also get a chance to come. So everything just arranged perfectly. Yeah, everything arranged perfectly. It's all God's blessing. It's all God's blessing. So Monday, when I came back, Tuesday morning, we all went to little clinic and I did a test. By Thursday, I already got the test results, negative for COVID-19. COVID-19 test. What does negative mean? We are not infected. And praise the Lord. Thank you so much one more time, brothers and sisters, for your prayer. So I share this testimony with all the brothers and sisters. The goal is, I want to tell you, the God, the Lord we believe in, is the true God. He loves us. We pray to God. God will listen to us. He will, according to his own time, his own way, to tell us what we should do or we should not do. Because our Lord loves us so, so much. If you do agree, please say amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So I truly, truly hope, all the brothers and sisters, you can feel your blessings by God through my own experience. God, use me. I am a little utensil to serve a lot of different people, no matter they are in local or in different places, no matter they are in Malaysia, in Brunei, or in China. Before July, I never thought about it. What I truly want to talk about is, praise the Lord, well, I live a long life, and I don't really have a very profound knowledge, very supreme degree. And before I became a pastor, I have never been a CEO of a big corporation. So I am a very common people. And if I go anywhere, people cannot tell anything special about me. I'm such a common person. But God really uses me to bless so many different people and to complete his own miracle works. I just only have an obedient heart to God. Brothers and sisters, as long as you are willing, as long as you are willing to receive the call by God and to tell God, say, God, I am here, please send me, please use me, and you for sure will experience a lot of blessings by God, because our God is willing to use you to perform his miracle works. So Lord, please bless the brothers and sisters have those willing hearts. As long as you're willing, you could be the precious utensils by God. Through him, through her, God will bless a lot of the different peoples. So now let's continue to look at the ending part of the book Habakkuk, chapter 3, verse 17, 18. Habakkuk said, even though the fig tree does not blossom and there are no grapes on the vine, even if the olive harvest fails and the fields produce nothing in inables, as for me, I will rejoice in the Lord. I will find my joy in the God who delivers me. Oh my goodness. I don't know if you pay attention. From the beginning of the Habakkuk, Habakkuk was very angry. He was confused and he complained a lot. He was upset. When he prayed to God, he was very upset. He said, God, why don't you be a righteous God? He was like a prophet. He was so upset because he saw so many evil people oppress the good people. But if you all the way read until chapter 3, you saw a huge change happen in Habakkuk. And at the end, and he was so joyful. He was so dreadful. He doesn't care what he had. It doesn't matter what he had. No matter how poor they are. But why at that time Habakkuk was very dreadful at that time? Do you want to know? Because Habakkuk truly experienced, understood God. He understood, he experienced who true God is. He experienced God's amazing blessing. So God, please help us so we can see, because our God is a righteous God. God is the true justice in the whole universe. God is the true justice in the whole world. God would absolutely judge the evil people. Satan, the evil Satan, even though he is evil and arrogant now, his final end would be the eternal burning fire in the hell. And those people who don't believe in God will be in the eternal burning fire in the hell. So dear brothers and sisters, so if you ask me, before Jesus Christ comes back, will we face the sufferings and the troubles? Yes, we will. If you ask, before Jesus comes back, will we be oppressed? Yes, we will be oppressed. Will we experience the confusion on peace and the worrisome before Jesus comes? No. I will tell you, by today's sermon, the message, I tell you, no. Let's look at chapter 3, verse 19, the book of Habakkuk. The Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like those of a deer, equipping me to tread on my mountain heights. Wow. How beautiful it here told us. God is our strength. God can make my feet like those of a deer, equipping me to tread on my mountain heights. You understand, for deer, they often run and walk around the mountain edge. It's not easy to walk like those situations. It is very dangerous. But God can make us to do so. It's God who can help us do that, help us be protected in the tough time. How can we do it smoothly? If you have a time, Friday Bible study time, during the cell group, how can we walk in the height without danger? Then we will have the peace in our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus told us, in this world, there is a trouble, there is a suffering, but we have a God, we have a peace. Let us all pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much. Thank you for your promise. Thank you for your blessing. From the book of Habakkuk to the book of John, we can see you are the true God. You bless us. And we all truly understand we're living in a very serious spiritual war. Lord, please strengthen our faith. Enlarge our loving hearts. Give us more hope. Be an honest person. We need to live a holy life every single day. We truly believe, no matter in heaven or on earth, all the authorities and the power are on you, our Lord. Because, Lord, you have already defeated Satan. You defeat the death. You resurrected. You come back to life. One day you will come back to judge the whole world. And you will help those people who have been oppressed. Thank you, Lord, for the message you've been giving us today. Thank you, Lord. Please let your Holy Spirit dwell on us, dwell in us, and work in our hearts. Help us to be a winning soldier for Lord Jesus Christ. We pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. Let's sing the response,